I just drove in through Kokomo and saw the baseball stadium. It's really looked like it's taking shape in terms of construction, because, you know, I'm only here about once a month.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I saw some new lines on the field for what looks like a new type of team.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. We have been playing high school soccer. We designed the stadium so you could play regulation soccer on the field. And we've had some high school soccer games, but the big announcement, we are going to have a Premier Development League, PDL League. It's ASL PDL, and it is a developmental league. It's been around for over 22 years. 31 states have a team. There are six teams from Canada, and we'll be part of that league next year. They play seven home, seven away. Then they play some just some practice games with other squads, and they're always available to do that. But we're excited about this, and so it fits nicely in the stadium and gives us even more uses for it.
And people can help name the team, just like the Jackrabbits.
That's right. They have a name the team contest going on right now. You can give it's $1,000 prize plus some tickets and some goodies that go along with it, and it's a KokomoSoccer.com. You can log in and give your suggestion for the name of the team. I think they're going to announce it here in about 3 weeks or so.
Great. And economic growth continues here in Kokomo. I just read about an imaging center and an east side development of an old warehouse. What kind of goes on behind the scenes for a city to be able to attract this type of growth?
Especially for the Saran Industries, and we've been working on that for about a year. They looked at different locations in this part of the state, so we started last year on that. They finally selected what was formerly a PPG plant, had been closed in 2008, so we're very excited about this. This building has sat empty for 7 years. They're going to bring $4.4 million of equipment into the facility, and will employ about 60 people within 2 years from now. So, and these are the wages they'll be paying. Obviously, there are different levels, but the average is above the local average and above the state average. So these are good paying manufacturing jobs, and it repurposes an existing facility that hasn't seen the light of day in 7 years, so we like that.
Are there any incentives that went on behind the
scenes? A lot of incentives. Yeah. We offered a 3-year abatement on the new equipment, and the place had been vacated, so it was pretty much empty. So it was really, they liked what was going on here in Kokomo, and that's part of that whole, I encourage people and remind them constantly, if you don't invest in yourself, don't expect anybody else to either. And so I think some of the investments we've made, they've already relocated their soon-to-be new plant manager. When I spoke with him, he has moved here and is renting an apartment and looking for a home to move his family.
And just Monday we heard about Subaru, although that was over in Lafayette, bringing about 1,200 jobs there. Is that good news for this part of the state as well?
It is. There, Lafayette is about 40 miles away. There are a lot of people here in Kokomo that work over at Subaru in Lafayette, and so there is some correlation between in commuting between residents here and residents in Tippecanoe County. And any type of investment like that is good for it's good for all of us. It's good for Tippecanoe County, this part of the state, and of course the entire state as well.
I see where is it the Howard County Airport, or?
It's Kokomo.
Kokomo, yeah. Airport, yep. Expanding a runway. You know, it's interesting talking about transportation. We were just talking about the Hoosier State Line, rail line,
yep,
a few weeks ago. And then there's lots in the news about infrastructure for bridges and roads and such need of repair over the next few years. So is air just another way to help spur economic development here?
It is. We've had, our airport's been in existence for 60, 70 years, the better part of that. And this is a project that has been worked on for about 12 years, different phases. They had to acquisition of property, some zoning issues, lots of different government agencies came into play on this project. And now it's finally complete. And this is again a nice draw for our community. The airport's located just a little bit to the northeast part of the city, but it is a city-owned and city-managed airport.
of course, that is bringing people out more of outside of the city and county, of course. But how much goes into in your job in terms of transportation within the city?
Probably, I think probably more than maybe a lot of other mayors. Everything we're working on in our city is walkability and making sure our city is the connectivity and the accessibility for all modes of transportation. Over the last few years, we've invested in a bus system here, and it's still the largest free to the rider bus system in the state. We have five lines that run every day, and it's free to the rider. It's hop on, hop off. You don't have to have a pass or coins or tokens or anything like that. So now when it comes to street designs, we're doing the same thing. Every street project, we look at it as a way to make improvements. And if we can narrow the lanes a little bit, add bike lanes, put in barriers and protections for bicyclists and pedestrians, we're doing those things and really trying to not just resurface the road, but enhance the entire thoroughfare and make it more conducive to really today's drivers, the driving patterns here in Kokomo. Mm-hmm.
I also see where Duke Energy is offering some site readiness grants, one being offered here in Howard County. It's $10,000, I think.
Yeah.
What does that get you nowadays?
Well, not as much as it used to, but it does get you a good start. It gives you a chance to analyze the properties, find out what things need to take place to make sure that the site is it's shovel ready, and that really kind of starts the process, which sometimes is what you need, is what hurdles you may have and what things are in place and to make any type of site selection, make this make the area more attractive. So,
and something I failed to mention earlier, going along with the economic development, JFC Residences at Wildcat Creek,
yes,
is the newest developer coming into Kokomo.
Right, and that's on the west side of town, and they've taken a former mobile home park that, to be completely honest, had not had much, if any, investment made in that neighborhood in years. And so they purchased it. They've removed the some people relocated, some actually even had some mobile homes that were really not worth reinvesting in, and they've taken that west side area, which I think it's fair to call it blighted in some ways, and now they're putting 88 units, 44 duplex apartments, single story. They'll look like condos, but they'll be apartments for rent at market rate. The city offered no incentives to them. This is a pure private development, well over $4 million. And so we broke ground on that yesterday, and they're in the process of putting in the new sewer lines and the infrastructure. So I think they hope to have a unit completed by the end of the year, at least one. So.
I took a look at the Kokomo Tribune and saw a headline that said Kokomo, one of the more affordable places to live, and yet there's still more housing coming in. Sometimes when you hear affordable, does that mean that there's too much housing?
No, I don't think so. I think really what I always stress is we need every option. There are some cities here in the state of Indiana that have marketed themselves to the affluent people. And there are some that maybe are geared more to college towns and those things. And then there are what we want to be is have options for every we want housing for young students, we want housing for seniors that may be retiring, and we want to keep them here, but we also want housing for those in between, those that are just starting their careers and starting their families, and a lot of that has to do with some people want that urbanized apartment, some want more of a cul-de-sac feel, where they want to live. And so we want to make sure we have every option available. So we're working on all segments of housing. We still have more people that drive in to Kokomo and drive into Howard County than we want, that drive in and have jobs but live elsewhere. So we want to make sure we have housing options for all those demographics.
This came out last week. Indiana's unemployment rate dropped to its lowest level in 8 years last month. The employment rate fell to 4.6% in August, the state's private sector lost about 5,500 jobs, though, last month. But still, Indiana remains at peak employment, the most Hoosiers employed at any time in Indiana history. How does Kokomo stack up with the state?
We are, our unemployment is the same rate, 4.6. The numbers just came out yesterday. So we've been trending in the right direction for the last 3-4 years. And it's not exactly where we want to be, but when you get to 4.6, you really, when you think of those people that are in transition, either recent grads or they're in transition of jobs or what have you, 4.6 is good for our economy, and that's good for the state economy. So we're very happy with that.
And I mean, obviously you can speak more on Kokomo. This is also part of a statewide number. Things tend to ebb and flow. Is that where we're at right now? Or can you speak a little bit more broadly in terms of why the unemployment rate has been dropping like
that? I think it has to do with, here, at least I can speak for our area. Mm-hmm. What I do find, the other number I tend to look at when we receive those numbers is the number of people employed and those in the labor force. And what's nice is there are more people in the labor force more than there were a year ago, and yet our unemployment rate has went down substantially. So sometimes you can have low unemployment because people may have left the area. That's not been the case here. It's actually our labor force has increased, and we are mirroring the state's number in unemployment.
Earlier this month, the governor put together a drug task force by executive order, and we've talked about this some with Mayor Bennett and Terre Haute. He's been on some committee hearings too in the State House. What are you dealing with here in Kokomo, for us in the Bloomington area is more of the northern part of the state that
sure.
that we don't hear much about?
I think it's nice the governor's put together a task force statewide, because I think it is a statewide issue, and if you really looked at it, it's probably maybe with pockets that are worse than others, it's really a national issue. We have experienced the same problems that other cities have. I don't think our problems are any worse. And in some ways, they're probably better than some of the other communities. But it kind of goes in trends too. There seems to be maybe where we have some of the the drug task force, some of the work that they do takes sometimes weeks and months for it to come to fruition, to make some of the arrests and try to break down some of the so-called rings of the drug rings. But we're doing the best we can, and when we look at some of the problems facing other parts of the state, I've read a lot about some of the smaller communities in southern Indiana that have had it worse. I think we're doing much better than maybe some communities.
And maybe just a quick wrap-up of things going on in Kokomo. I came in the back door. I didn't get to see the YMCA yet. I'll have to go out the front
okay.
to take a look at that.
Yeah.
How's it all coming together?
It's coming together. They're still looking at a February ribbon cutting for the new YMCA. We've had everything we're doing is trying to just take some of the areas that have been maybe just haven't had investment and to redevelop those properties. We eliminate some of the sprawl, right sizing the roads. When we were talking earlier, we talked about the roads. I forgot to mention, we've taken out over a third of the traffic signals in Kokomo. We've either went to two-way stops or four-way stops, depending on traffic patterns. So we're really trying to reevaluate our infrastructure here and make sure we're not wasting energy and spending time on unnecessary traffic signals that may have been the right thing in the right place at the right time 40 years ago or 30 years ago, but we want to reevaluate and make sure that we're making traffic flow not so necessarily so fast, but make sure it's there's a nice flow here to get around the city.